Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 205, part 1, Fight On. Today is Friday, July 29th, 2011. Welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I am your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from Spirited, North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. And Pastor Paul's club is also located in Disciples Ministries historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. So if you live anywhere in Minnesota, you are living in a household of two or more, you're a senior 60 and older, or disabled with proof, you can come in to Pastor Paul's, register your household for monthly groceries. If you need more information, please call us at 612-521-4665, Monday through Friday between 1 and 4 p.m. Thank you for joining the podcast. The month of July, these are the messages: Doors, I Am Says I Will, Wake Up, Melt Me, Fight On. There you have it, the podcast for the month of July. Be sure to join us every Friday for part 1 and every Sunday for part 2. Subscribe to Pastor Paul's podcast and have a great month of July.
Tonight's message is entitled Fight On. Comes out of 1 Samuel 18 and 17, and it says like this: Fight the Lord's battles. And the more I live, the more I realize that, especially at this time, we're living in a very perilous age. Hard times and harder times are coming. The Bible calls them an age of perplexity, where there seemingly is no way out. But then again, the Lord says, I'll make it the way where there seemeth to be no way, I'll make a way out. But I believe the last battle, the Battle of Armageddon, is very, very close. I was reading a story where in the East, in the Mideast, the vultures that lay one egg are now laying two and three eggs, getting ready for a feast, I'd say. It says in the end that men's hearts shall faint. They'll probably faint at the prospect of the financial outlook, and fail at the financial outlook, or H-bombs, or the satellite bombs, and darkness is on the increase. You know why? Because the gospel isn't preached. It suffers from in exposure. We're not exposing it to the world like we should. So I think this time now to minister in season, out of season, when it's handy, when it isn't handy, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And watch it more powerful than any two-edged sword do what it's sent to do. But I believe the Lord's wrath is real close. We must pray for peace, even in the time of war, the Bible says. Pray for it. And it says in the Bible, of course, that all men will cry, peace, and there will be none. But then again, we're called out to cry out, not peace, but war. For it is written, the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Our war, of course, is a fight with Satan and sin, and we never can leave ourselves being neutral. I remember years ago, I left my car in neutral. It was a 1949 Chrysler straight eight-cylinder convertible. And I was a young man. I was so proud of this car. You know, I put the wax in between the chrome and lifted the chrome. It did everything to that car, see. So I was off talking to some people, and the wind came up. And my pride and my joy, I turned around, and it was gone. See, don't leave yourself in neutral, or any wind of doctrine can push you around. No, you have to be geared up. You have to have yourself in gear. You have to be in touch with what God is doing. But anyway, it is written, the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. So let's all enter into war. And I think the biggest war that we're fighting right now is against the divisionaries. I didn't say visionaries. I said divisionaries. That's people that are causing division. So let's look at three things tonight. The Lord's battles, and we're not to fight our own battles. Forget about fighting your own battle. And I think secondly, the Lord's soldiers we'll look at. And thirdly, the king's command, fight the Lord's battle. So number one then, the Lord's battles, what are they? They're not clothes all rolled up in blood. They're not the noise and the smoke and the clatter of spears and swords and the shout and the yell. Not the physical battle. Not the human slaughter. Not the blood and guts and broken heads. Not talking about that. Now, these may be the devil's battles, but not the Lord's. They may be in the days of the Lord's vengeance, but in their strife, the servant of Jesus Christ is not to enter. It says to hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battles. Today I was at the cafe and there was a woman up there. She says, can I have a minute of your time? And I've learned that when someone says that, that's fine, because whatever that I give out, that I'll get back again, pushed down, packed together, and running over. And so she came out with, she was mad at someone at work and so on like that and so on, and she was going to go tell them off and so on. I said, see, you're a prisoner right here in this cafe. You're her captive. How long have you been thinking about this? Well, she did me some dirt at work and so on like this, and this is normally to look at a very sweet woman. But she was fighting her own battle. I says, well, the problem is here is that you're fighting your own battle, see? And I says, now, you're to give your peace. If they won't, you know, offer your peace, if they don't receive your peace, take it back again to yourself, because if you don't do that and you start yelling and shouting, then you're the bum trip to everybody down there. And she's the nicey-nice. She's the one with your peace. She gets your peace. You understand what I'm saying? And you get her anger. So now you're stuck with this angry spirit. And so I got to minister to her, and I ministered along these same lines I'm going to minister to you tonight. We must stand back. We must see things from another perspective. Our kingdom is not of this world. Because then we'd be in an arms race too, wouldn't we? Ours is a spiritual kingdom, and the weapons of our warfare, it says, are not carnal, but spiritual and mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds. Now, if I have learned one thing in my ministry is to have a few friends in an inner circle, and I believe that's quite scriptural. Now, outside of that, don't do too much sharing. Even when something's got you terribly down, don't talk about it. Don't fight your own battles. Well, what are God's battles? Let us carefully distinguish, I believe, between the battles of God and our own. Christians, it is not our business to fight our own battles. You start to do that, and what do? You end up with ulcers. upset, nervous, not even in defense of your own character. Learn to be quiet. Never, never get into defending your own character. Never. If you're threatened or slandered, leave it alone. If you're body slammed to the floor like a wrestler and you're down for the count of three, don't give up the spirit. I mean, see, it's like a malignant cancer. It'll be increased by any attempt that you have to defend yourself. Let the Lord fight your battles. Keep your mouth shut. Watch the mighty in the arm that has not been shortened. The arm of the Lord I'm talking about, bared now. Let him fight your battles. Now, we came into financial difficulty in this church. And I didn't get into worry and strife. And I just thought, no, I'm going to go double time on this thing. And you know what? God has blessed it. Let the Lord fight your battles. Now, there are some very exciting things happening. Even today, there were some things that came about on the telephone. And just take a look around at the exciting things that are happening right now in our ministry, because we're not fighting our own battles. And I think probably the Lord could use this and this church as an example of having done all, then stand. It doesn't say having done all. Shoot your mouth off. Get mad. No, I don't believe in that. I don't believe to stir up the muddy waters or take your walking stick and then stir the dunghills and raise a stink. Leave them alone. But anyway, as soldiers of Jesus Christ, you are to fight for your master and not for yourself. You're not to carry on a private warfare for your own honor. Well, the Bible says it, doesn't it? Count it all joy when trials and tribulations come your way. See, if God has given you, listen to me on the radio now, you four preachers that I'm talking to. If God has given you peace on your actions, why are you having reactions? But anyway, put all your time and all your power, it is to be given to the defense and his war. Well, what is his war? His war is the war on poverty. His war is the war on the sick, the halt, and the lame, and the widow, and the prisoner. And that's our war. And that's our fight. And the Bible calls it the good fight. But I'm afraid many waste their time here. Little private wars, blaming one another and so on. Little hurts and little wounds. Not even serious enough for us to waste our time on. Or one little private warfare group against another. Don't have a word to speak for yourself. How many times I thought do we get into these little temper tantrums and our blood is roused? We are apt to think that we are fighting the cause of truth when really we're maintaining our own pride. See, it's so easy to go astray. I mean, we imagine that we're defending our master, I'm talking about, where we're defending our own little selves. Boy, we're sticking up for God, and we're fighting our own little battle. Well, what I do is keep my mouth shut and stir the stew. Or get busy doing something. Or get my mind off it. Or put all my efforts, concentrated efforts, into this one thing I do. So easily we're led astray. And often I think we have temper fits against the adversary. Not because his works reflect dishonor upon the glorious Christ, but because they dishonor us. So we're, I'm doing this for Jesus. And there's a lot of us that do that. Really, we're defending ourselves. But let's not be so little as to fight our own battles. I mean, if we're really dead, if we've really given our life, then criticism shouldn't bother us too much, should it? You know what it means to give your life? Maybe someone is helping you to give your life. Well, then praise God for him. How many are hearing this? Sometimes you have trouble giving your whole life to Christ, and someone comes along and helps you give your life. And maybe they're even mean while they do it. Well, all things are working together for good. For them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Yeah, maybe you'll have helpers out there. But the Bible says, they meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. I think we need to concentrate on those things. Put away our own swords. Put away all of our own weapons. I mean, when you come to fight your own battle, and let God fight for you. And you might have to wait a little while. The Bible says, we are more than conquerors through Christ. So you have to wait. You might have to suffer some embarrassments. You might have to, well, the world says it, bide your time. You might have to suffer ridicule, backbiting, gossip, slander, whatever. What's the difference? You're waiting on the Lord. The Lord will have his way. If you're not bent on having your own way, maybe even to be turned around, you Christians, and this lady that I got a letter from, I said, well, now, don't worry about what seems to be. Because in due season, whoever planted that crop of lies will reap back that which they planted unto themselves. So I said, you just got to bide your time. You just got to wait on the Lord. You just got to believe that all things are working together for good for them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. You just have to start to believe the Lord is going to fight your battles. And fight on by depending on Christ. I mean, it works when you depend upon the Lord. Now we're getting into a real, real faith move here. Now I'm not talking about hyper faith. I'm just talking about sitting down, waiting on the Lord. Now I'm not talking about a physical sitting down. I'm talking about sitting down in your mind. Let your mind sit down instead of getting all stirred up and riled up and, ooh, huh? Also, I'm looking around at a lot of churches right now that are fighting over doctrines. I say this, if it tramples on the cross and the blood and brings the cross down into the mire, better to see that battle lost than leave the Lord's battle. You know what you do when you do those kind of things? You leave the Lord's battle. When you pick up the sword for your own battle, you leave the Lord's battle. When you try to defend yourself and your personality and your character and your reputation, you leave the Lord's battle and you start fighting your own battle. Now you're having a personal crusade for yourself. Well, it says lose your life to gain your life. What is your life? We're coming into a very perilous time, like I said here. What really is your life? Well, many, many times your life is your reputation. What people think of you. Are you willing to allow people to think whatever that they may to serve the cause of Christ? Now, that's another story. That's really giving your life. Well, what are you looking for? The love of man, the love of God. Now we're coming to this. God says in the end, when I come, I'll set one against the other. That's a pretty heavy message, isn't it? Mother against daughter, father against son, so on like that. Brother against sister. Sister against the brother. Whew. See, I believe the promotion of the kingdom of God is first. I believe the gospel of Jesus Christ must come first. Jesus, it says, must be lifted up. Not the gifts, not a particular teaching, not a sophisticated, self-thought up, dreamt up, bent up scripture. Not a group. And so let's let ourselves be absorbed, whether you be a denomination or a non-denomination. Let it sink so that the battle of the Lord may be well fought. You can't fight a battle when you're fighting your own battle. In the service, some of the guys would get these Dear John letters. Well, they were fighting these battles from the letter while they go out there to do war, and they lose. Fight the Lord's battles. Well, what are these? Battles with sin, of course. Battles with error. Battles with wars. Battles with worldliness. Now, if you do this, you're going to have plenty to do. You fight the Lord's battles, you're not going to have time for your own battles. What's the Lord's battle? First of all, with sin. Seek grace to fight that battle in your own heart. Endeavor by divine grace to overcome those things which continually push you towards that sin. And on your knees, the Bible says, wrestle your besetting sins. And when your habits demand attention, break them with the arm of faith. Take your lust to the cross. Let Jesus Christ's blood cover. Labor within yourself to drive the Canaanites out of your own heart. Spare none. Slay them all. Let the petty ones or the heavy ones, let none escape. Put down pride and put down slothfulness. Put down gossip. Put down unbelief. Now you have a battle that will keep you busy. Just battle unbelief and that will keep you plenty busy. Own it. Just battle your anger and that will keep you busy, won't it? Just battle your own attitudes and that will keep you busy, won't it? Cry out to God your strength. Look on to the hills, it says in the Bible, from whence cometh your help, and fight on again. And as each sin is overcome, each evil habit broken off, each lust, let's say, denied, go on rooting up one after another until the cause of Christ comes into your life and just, you know, does a work within you. And there's a lot of helpers along the way. Praise God for them. But anyway, while the battle is being fought, even while it's still being fought, go out and fight with other people's sins. I think we need to be examples. I think that right now people need examples. Be what you want others to be. Well, what do you want others to be? I think one of the things I want to see people be is dedicated. How about you? Loyal, faithful, workers. Disciplined, loyal, faithful, workers. Well, you know, if you're going to preach that, you better be that yourself. Say amen, somebody. But anyway, let your testimony be solid. Now, what kind of testimony would it be if we were open one day down here, and the next day we didn't feel like being open? Or we take the bus down there under the bridge one day, and the next day, well, I just decided I don't want to go. Or we go up here on Emerson Broadway, and well, I don't know, I think I'll go to the fair tomorrow. And don't go over there. Huh? What kind of an example is that? What kind of an example is it? Now, you four preachers out there listening going through very heavy, hard times. And I think, let's face it, a lot of preachers are going through heavy, hard times. To be that example, and don't, you know, give up. One man I talked to, he says, you know what I think? I think I'm losing my mind. I said, good, that thing ain't no good anyway. Lose your mind and gain the mind of Christ. No, he says, you don't understand. There's so much pressure. I can't take this pressure. I says, I know you can't take this pressure. You're not made to take that pressure. You're fighting your own battle. You want to end up in the mental ward? And maybe you're looking forward to ending up in the mental ward so you can pull the sheets up over your head and just sort of die in there. See, it's easy to cop out, isn't it? It's easy to say I'm sick and I'm wounded and I can't go on. Oh, yes, you can go on. What is your excuse? See, the cause of Christ is what you're going for. Now, if it's a cause of yourself, you're going to end up in hospital. You're going to end up in a mental ward. Got the wrong cause. How do you know what I'm talking about? Wrong cause. End up sick in your mind, sick in your heart, sick in your spirit. Are you hearing this? We're down here where sin is rampant. Down here in the ghetto. I think we ought to be good witnesses while we're down here. Keep on and keeping on. Oh, my God, keep on and keeping on. It's so much fun to keep on and keeping on. You know when it gets boring? When you lay down. When you lay down on a job, you don't want to do the job, and you get yourself distraught. You get yourself all down. I got to say something here tonight. I know it's against all the rules, natural rules. Natural observations should have it that preachers that minister out of areas like we're in, after a time, and it's just what they say, and this is a surveys that they've taken, preachers nowadays last from 3 to 4 years, and that's the limit. Why is that? They fight their own battles. God help me not to get into that. How many hearing this? Bible says, be a city set on a hill. I was remembering today about Jonah. After he got burped out of that great big old fish, standing there all slimy and seaweed and sort of a misfit. He kept on screaming and the crowd increased. It says, but they heard him not. And he kept on. Yet 40 days, it says, Nineveh shall be overthrown. He kept on and he kept on and he kept on until finally the king heard him. He put himself in ashes and sackcloth. Though shouldn't we be crying out over and over and over as believers? Look onto the cross and live. I think we could make the devil tremble. Listen to me. When we come into one accord, look onto the cross and live. When there's no more doctrine, when there's only one Christ, one baptism, one faith, when all the doctrines are, who cares about it? We don't argue about how to be baptized. We don't fight about ritual. When we have one cause, and that cause being Christ, it's going to make the devil tremble. A body just like this, that in the face of adversity, a body just like this that continues on, let me tell you something. It makes the devil tremble. Say amen, somebody. Don't you ever think for 1 minute that the devil doesn't tremble when, having done all, you keep right on doing it against all odds, and you will not be swayed one way, and you pick up the plow, and you're going ahead, and you're not turned by every head, and everyone that's saying this or saying that. You run the race to win, and you let Satan know that you mean business, and you don't give him too much credit. Oh, Satan this and Satan this and so on, and demons and so on, and talk about demons and go to bed with demons and get up with demons and think demons and dream demons and get into books and all these old spidery old things and dusty old things, blow them off and get into the weird. Get into Christ. Whew. Cry out against error. Preach the whole gospel and nothing but the gospel, so help you God, and he will if you will. Come against all the heresies. I say right now, be careful, denominational churches. Don't join yourself with the great whore. Be careful, non-denominational churches also. Don't compromise. Steer clear of the World Council of Churches. Steer clear of the humanist movement. I can't give myself to this spirit of continual learning and with no action. A spirit like that, I cannot stand. Or continual fellowship with no action, just fellowshipping. Or continual prayer with no legs. Oh, what are you? I'm a prayer warrior. Well, is that right? I mean, you're all armed, and you're a prayer warrior, and you're all armed. Are you ever going to get into the battle? Are you ever going to get into the war? No, my war is prayer. I just pray all the time. No, prayer needs legs. Prayer needs action. God speaks to you. Don't you believe when you pray to God, God gives you some kind of orders? Commander-in-Chief, Lord Jesus Christ, Captain of my salvation, what do you want me to do? Now you ask the Lord nowadays with a whole heart what he wants you to do, and I'll guarantee you, you're going to get an answer from God. Don't ever say that you wish you knew what the will of God was for your life. You seek him and he'll tell you what to do soon enough. But seek him with your whole heart, your whole mind, and your whole soul. Give him your all, and he'll give you his all. He'll tell you exactly what to do. Isn't that hypocrisy, though? Continual learning with no action. Continual fellowship with no action. Continual prayer with no legs. And continual talk and no walk. Ever been around somebody that's always talking a good walk but never walks it? I mean, to be spiritual with no love is fruitless. Slay all such notions.
That was part one, episode 205, Fight On. Be sure to listen to part two on Sunday. Have a great weekend. God bless you.
Your name.